2EC Mornings, QantasLink are starting flights between Merimbula and Sydney for the first time from this Friday, the 18th of December. When this was announced back in October, Regional Express, known as Rex, responded by stating it will withdraw its services on that route from the end of March next year. And joining us now to give us an update is the Deputy Chair at Regional Express, John Sharp. Morning, John.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So where are things at? Is Rex still intending to leave the market after March 28 next year?
That's our intention. With the movement of Qantas into the Merimbula market, there's just simply not enough passengers to warrant two airlines competing against each other in that market space. And as a result, Rex will withdraw after March of next year. But we continue to operate as we normally would, and we will continue to operate our flights right through until March next year. We've got, I think, 8 return services a week at the moment flying from Sydney to Merimbula, and we've got some very competitive prices for those seats. And given the COVID downturn in passenger numbers, 8 return flights a week is a pretty good schedule for Merimbula at this time.
So, John, you're saying Rex will be continuing its service throughout the summer. Have Rex increased the number of flights per week on that Merimbula-Sydney route?
Well, originally we were cut back because of the COVID. You know, we overall, Rex, pre-COVID, we averaged about 5,500 passengers a day on our network of 60 destinations around Australia. And within 2 weeks, it had dropped down to 120 passengers a day. So just the passenger numbers just fell off a cliff. So we reduced the number of flights in light of that. And clearly, Merimbula was affected similarly as a consequence of the downturn. And then since that original downturn, the Commonwealth Government has come in and is funding Rex to operate a certain number of flights throughout the network each week, and we're doing that. And whatever ticket sales we get from those flights, we provide back to the Commonwealth Government, and that reduces the subsidy or the financial assistance they give us to operate that flight.
And so you touched on the reasoning behind pulling out of that Sydney to Merimbula route with Qantas entering the market and then the low number of passengers that will be happening thereafter. It sounds like it makes sense from a business point of view, and maybe that's what's best for Rex. Do you think it's what's best for the South Coast community?
No, I don't think it's best for the South Coast community. I mean, Rex has been servicing Merimbula for around 25 years, I think. And we've done it, I think, as competitively as you can and very reliably and safely. But what we're seeing here is a deliberate campaign by Qantas to try and knock Rex off in various destinations around the country. Recently, we've seen them move into places like Ballina and the north coast of New South Wales, into places like Orange and Kangaroo Island in South Australia, where they moved in a while ago. And, you know, all of these destinations don't justify two operators providing a service. And as a result, one of them has to give way. And as I understand it, Qantas only intends to operate to Merimbula during the summer months, not the winter months. But of course, what they achieve by doing that is they get, you know, the cream of the cake, if you like, because Merimbula is a summer destination. And obviously, passenger travel is more frequent in the summer than it is in the winter. And so Qantas are going to come along and they'll take the cream of the cake and then they'll leave. And the local community there runs the risk of having no air services through the course of winter as a consequence of this. So it's unfortunate. And regional communities need to be conscious of having one viable operator rather than two unviable operators, because two unviable operators means that you could end up with nobody at some point. One viable operator and you've got a regular, reliable service.
So, John, you're saying Rex has been shut out of other markets like Orange because of Qantas entering those markets. And if that is happening, what's the business plan and the strategy to work around that?
Clearly, you know, Qantas is doing this. They just announced the other day that they're also going to compete with us from Mildura to Adelaide, which is only 5,500 passengers a year. It's not viable for 5,500 passengers. And yet Qantas is competing with us on that route. So, or announced they're going to compete with us on that route. So there's a clear campaign to try and knock us off. But, you know, Rex has been around a long time. You know, we first started out as Hazelden Airlines in 1953, so nearly 70 years. The company's been around, and we've always been profitable since we became Rex, and we arrived at the pandemic without any debt, which is very different to Qantas or Virgin or any other airline in Australia or indeed around the world. So we're pretty good at what we do. We maintain our business vibe. We ensure that we don't commit ourselves to situations where we're likely to end up losing money and therefore potentially sending ourselves broke. like Virgin did. We'll survive. We'll look for other areas to expand into, and we'll do that. We'll grow into other destinations and put our resources into those.
So, John, what about the people of Maruya, which is a stop on the Marimbula to Sydney route? I've stopped there many a times myself. They bring out a cup of tea and a biscuit. It's quite a nice stop, actually, in between the city and the township. How are people of Maruya going to be impacted?
Well, that won't have any impact, I think, on Maruya. We'll continue the services there in much the same manner as we have in the past. There may be some schedule changes, but that's about the only thing that will happen. Maruya will continue.
That'll be welcome news for people of the Yirrabadella. We're speaking with John Sharp, the Deputy Chair at Rex Airlines. John, back in October, Rex said the Melbourne-Marimbula service may also be impacted. What's the latest there?
At this stage, we continue to operate the Melbourne to Marimbula service, and it's our intention to keep that going into the future. But, you know, it'll be one of those situations we'll just have to monitor to make sure that it remains viable. But the passenger numbers are greater coming from Sydney to Marimbula. The Melbourne-Marimbula route isn't as big as Sydney to Marimbula, but we intend to keep it going for the time being. That's certainly no plans to change it at this time.
And what if Qantas decides it's not viable for them to continue flights on the Marimbula to Sydney route and they do stop after the period that they've committed to, which, as you touched on, is that 14-week period? Will Rex step in?
Well, we'll have to review the situation at the time. But at this stage, you know, it looks like it's not going to be worth our while, because you make money in the summer on destinations like Marimbula, and that helps you carry you through the winter. And, you know, with Qantas coming in and taking the cream during the summer, that means there's less, you know, revenue around to keep the operation going through winter. And so it does impact negatively on the viability of operating through the winter. It's a little bit like Cooma, which is the reverse of Marimbula. Cooma is a winter destination, and we operate to Cooma now all year round. And we manage to do that by spreading the revenue we achieve in the winter period across into summer to keep the service going. And similarly so with Marimbula. So that's what the impact is, unfortunately.
And how's the relationship between Rex and the Bega Valley Shire Council, I guess, after council voted to allow Qantas in to provide that service?
Well, I actually bumped into the mayor of Bega Valley Shire Council last week in Canberra, and I was chatting to him about what we're talking about now. And look, I don't criticise the council for doing what they do. I just say to them that you need to understand that if one airline can operate to a destination, it's likely to be viable and therefore a sustainable service. But if two are there, it's likely that both of them won't make any money and likely to lose both of them. And I said, you know, the sad part of it is with Qantas only operating through the summer period, then it makes operation through the winter less viable. I just pass that on to him and I leave it to him to judge, but I certainly don't wish to be critical of the council, but I just want to make sure they understand that, you know, the economics of these things will drive the behaviour of airlines, and if the economics go bad, they'll leave. And that's now, I think, a real risk that the Marimbula district, Bega Valley Shire district, faces is that, you know, you'll end up with two operators not making money and therefore both of them withdrawing.
John, what's your message to the people of the Bega Valley Shire and here on the south coast that are wishing to use those Sydney to Marimbula services?
Well, we'll continue to be operating all the way through the summer. We'll have very competitive prices in place. We'll have a good schedule. We'd really like to continue to operate in Marimbula as we have done for such a long time. And we'd urge people to support us through the summer period, and that'll help us when we review the situation come the end of March next year.
John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed for having me on the program.
The Deputy Chair at Regional Express, John Sharp, joining us there on 2EC. And since we spoke to John, Rex has announced it will be commencing flights between major Australian cities, including Sydney and Melbourne, placing it in direct competition with some of air travel's biggest names, including Qantas. 2EC.